The South Sudan government says the $15 million contribution is to help the World Food Program tackle widespread food insecurity in South Sudan and food price shocks caused by the conflict in the Sudan. South Sudan Finance Minister Dier Tong says his ministry secured the funding from the International Monetary Fund.
Out of $114 million that we received from the IMF under the food shock window facility, we allocated $15 million to World Food. What I wanted to underline, because as I said, this event is timely, and the situation that is happening in the border cannot wait. We would immediately, after the signing of this agreement, we will immediately disperse that amount to World Food.
The IMF Food Shock Window is a new mechanism for low-condition loans to help vulnerable countries cope up with food shortages and rising costs through its rapid credit facility and rapid financing instrument programs. WFP Country Director for South Sudan, Mary Ellen, says the government's support has come at a critical time when the border is being overwhelmed by a large number of returnees and refugees fleeing the fighting in Sudan into a country that was already have difficulty feeding its people.
This contribution from the government of South Sudan through WFP will help us to provide life-saving food assistance and nutrition assistance to over 265,000 people. We'll be able to do this by either giving food packages or to stimulate the local economy where markets are working to be able to give cash assistance. It will also give us a much-needed injection into our school meals program.
Ellen says the money will help WFP feed thousands of South Sudanese who were food insecure and allow the agency to respond to the needs of tens of thousands of refugees and returnees.
Over the past couple of weeks, we are dealing with the fallout from the crisis in Sudan. To date, over 45,000 people have crossed the border, into many of them South Sudanese returnees. WFP is up there with our fellow partners providing hot meals at least twice a day to people who are waiting in the transit centres for onward movement. We're providing a return package to those also going back to their communities.
In March, before the fighting broke out in Sudan, the WFP said it faced a funding gap of $466 million between April and September, as it considered reducing the number of people targeted for humanitarian assistance. For VOA News, I am Dimo Silva Aurelio in Juba.